This is Oklahoma Decides from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. For the first time in history, Tulsa will have a black mayor. State Representative Monroe Nichols easily defeating Karen Keith, a county commissioner, to take the job of mayor in Tulsa. In the Oklahoma County Sheriff's race, Tommy Johnson has won re-election. Stephanie Bice is going to keep her seat in the 5th Congressional District. And, of course, all the other members of Oklahoma's congressional delegation won their posts. And Oklahoma voters have said no to State Question 833. That's the Special Infrastructure District. But did approve State Question 834, putting in the Constitution that only U.S. citizens can vote in Oklahoma. As far as the Democrats are concerned, the party is starting to wind down. Let's check in with Jacqueline Ferris. She's there.
I just stepped out into a hallway at Will Rogers Theater in Oklahoma City, the watch party for the Oklahoma Democratic Party. The crowd is starting to thin, but the party is still going on. The band is playing, and everyone is excited, dancing with optimism, hoping for a win for Harris Wahl. Jacqueline Ferris here with Radio Oklahoma News.
And that might or might not happen. That's a ways off before we can say that is going to happen. We can tell you, though, in the retention vote for 3 state Supreme Court justices, there has been a change. 2 of the 3 look like they are going to stay put. For Supreme Court District 3, that's the one that Norma Gurich is in. She is now, yes, positive territory with 50.23% of the vote to 49. However, when we move over to Supreme Court District 4, that's the one with Yvonne Cogger. She's in negative territory on this one. She still has a pretty big margin to overcome to keep her job, some 12,000 votes in the no column ahead. Then in the Supreme Court District 7, that's Justice Edmondson. He is now in the positive category and growing at almost 51% to 49%. So 2 out of the 3 state Supreme Court justices have managed to stay in their jobs, at least for now. Now, as far as Oklahoma County is concerned, it was blue for most of the night, and it has now gone for Trump. In fact, by about 10,000 votes, former President Donald Trump is now taking Oklahoma County. So, once again, Donald Trump will take all 77 counties of the state of Oklahoma, and that means 3 elections in a row. He has made a clean sweep of the state. That was predicted earlier tonight by Governor Stitt and James Lankford as well. And that's where things sit at the moment. We're continuing to watch returns. We have a couple more reports yet tonight. That's Oklahoma Decides for the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands.